Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Mike Shoup and the Bulldog.
Let me ask you a question. This may be a little bit off the path. How much weight do you think I could bench press?
It's Mike Shoup.
Just make a guess. Ballpark figure.
Absolutely.
315 pounds. I mean, I was in top shape.
And the Bulldog.
I don't know if I could make it down to the end of this arena and back. Now, deadlifted over 500.
It's Mike Shoup.
I went to one of those obedience places once. It was all going well till they spilled hot candle wax on my private parts. I'm just kidding. I'm serious.
And the Bulldog.
If you live in my neighborhood and you wear an outfit like that, you better be a hotel doorman.
On WGR.
Did you ever get any tweets about trick plays by the Bills that didn't work?
I did not, no.
All right.
Kind of disappointed.
In the last two seasons, I'm just quickly looking at their passing stats, and I'm looking for an incomplete pass by a non-quarterback. 2018, there were two. Bohorquez? I don't know what that was.
Oh, I know this. He fumbles the snap, and he tries to throw it to Logan Thomas.
Is that the opener?
Okay.
Yeah.
Baltimore? That game?
Yeah, I think so.
And the other is Zay Jones, 0-for-1.
That one I also remember.
Really?
I'm in the stadium for that one. Maybe right behind the end zone. It's Zay Jones throwing it to Josh Allen in the end zone, who almost, like, what's the term, mosses him? Like, he almost catches it right over the corner. But it fell incomplete.
Okay, good.
Right.
I also figured out why Robert Griffin III played two snaps against the Bills last year, if you want to know that, too.
I do.
He was at wide receiver. Decoy.
Oh, that had to really mess with the Bills.
They're still talking about it.
They
every day they get ready for every game, and they say, watch out for the backup quarterback coming out and playing wide receiver.
It's in their
Remember
notes.
Remember Griffin.
It's in their notes in case they have to play Baltimore. This year.
Yeah.
Because teams do that so often. They throw the ball to the backup quarterback. Kansas City tries some fun stuff. Kelce taking the snap, jump passes. They're just fooling around.
He threw an incomplete pass yesterday.
Yesterday or the week before? The week before he threw a pass.
I saw a pass. Oh, right. That might have been last week. That it was batted down throwing from Mahomes.
He threw one to Pringle at the goal line in a recent game, and Pringle didn't make it. That was not yesterday, though. That was maybe last week.
I'm sorry, this one was yesterday. It was a reverse. Tyreek Hill handed it to him. He threw it to Mahomes, and a corner read it and batted it down. So he had one yesterday.
I'm all for it. They couldn't have given this poor Denver receiver playing quarterback a couple of those jet sweep passes or something where the guy's just Jerry Jeudy. You know, great. Wide receiver, rookie receiver, Jerry Jeudy. Zero yesterday. Like, did not get. They only completed one pass. There was no time for Jerry Jeudy sprinting behind the line of scrimmage and just taking one of those quasi handoffs to get the guy some stats. Maybe even some yards. Maybe even some. What's the worst case scenario on that play? Incomplete. you know, it's like statistically it's like cheating because it's not really a pass.
Right.
But if the guy were to drop it, you sort of botch the pass, then it's incomplete. That's basically the best they were doing was incomplete. I don't know. I mean, they were in a tough spot.
No, you're right. I felt bad. Every time it seemed like he was dropping back to throw it, he was throwing it 30 yards down the field to somebody.
Come on, right? Let's make it a little bit easier than that. Unless they wanted to prove the point, you know. I don't think they did. I wouldn't say that about them, but I didn't see the game. This is a joke. This is wrong. We should never have been forced to play. Fine. Well, their Twitter read like that. Denver. What do they call him? Contagious disease emergency call-up or something like that, they called him.
Wow. Yeah.
Kind of tough. He was a college quarterback at Wake, then moved to receiver while in college. Not a big guy. Kendall Hinton. Do I have it right this time?
Yep.
Not one practice as a quarterback.
Right, ever.
Like, not just in the run-up to this game, but like ever.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, so let's look at the standings a little bit here, because that is what is fun to do when your team is good. When it's not good, it can be fun. We know. It's the draft. It's who goes. Coaches, players. It's that kind of show. You guys know. You listen to that show from us every day for years. When your team is good, what do? You look at the standings and you look at matchups. I said earlier, what is your feeling about this? Is this like much of a point? The Bills at 8-3 with only one bye this year with the new 17 playoff format per conference. It's too far up, Pittsburgh and Kansas City. Like, I can't even really get close to getting up there. They will play the Steelers, of course, and maybe they'll get there, but I don't know. Like, it's not attainable enough in my mind to want to talk about it for long.
No, I know. I think if they were, you know, save for the Hail Mary against Arizona, you know, at 9-2, I think I would still want to stick up for, you know, fighting for it. You know, like I would be thinking about that race. I wouldn't have given up on it, but at 8-3 with 10-1 and 10-0 sitting ahead of you, I don't know. It as recently as like, I don't know, a month ago, maybe I can remember sitting up here talking with you about like, no, I'm trying to get a seed. I'm thinking about like, you know, if I can get the two, I want the two, all that. And like, I feel like that's gone. I know it can change, you know, a loss you don't expect. You know, maybe even Pittsburgh Wednesday night, who knows, but a loss you don't expect can change it. But I'm not of the mind to really think much about it. I'm feeling like 3 or 4 is definitely the most likely outcome. So that's what I'm sort of settling into.
Is Miami close enough? I mean, it's one game to fixate on that. Then what is there to do here? I mean,
that's a part of what my problem yesterday was, and you used the word boredom earlier today, and like I think there's a little of that. Like, when I say my problem yesterday was, you know, just sort of being the guy that's nitpicking at a 10-point win in the NFL, because you know, what did I learn yesterday? Really, nothing. You know, I don't feel like I'm watching that game going, oh yeah, I can go play with Pittsburgh or Kansas City. Even though, you know, it's a mirage. It's just how you'd feel after a big win, a comfortable win, a, you know, dominating win. And so I'm not treating Miami anymore. Like the Tua injury and even what their offense has been with him playing, like that's not a team that I'm really worried about. They've got one more cake game here in this stretch with the Bengals coming up. And I think it would surprise me if week 17 they could overtake the Bills. I don't anticipate that happening.
They'd have to make up a game in the next 4 weeks,
right? And you know, I've got Denver, I've got New England, you know, I've got San Francisco and Pittsburgh. Like, you know, I think I win a couple of games here, and I don't think it's realistic. They have the Chiefs eventually. I think after the Cincinnati game,
yeah.
The Dolphins have the Chiefs.
They have. I'm not you're not saying exactly different, but I'm not ruling it out. I mean, the Dolphins to make up a game here in the next four would mean what? Beating the Bengals, that, you know, if they can't do that, especially without Burrow. I don't know the line, but they'll be expected to do that.
Yeah.
Home to Kansas City, you know, they'll be live in the same way the Bills were when the Chiefs came here, but they'll be an underdog, of course. New England at home, Miami's favorite at home against New England. And then at the Raiders, what happened to them yesterday?
Wow. That might be the worst. In the history of football picks that, you know, mean nothing and are unsponsored even after 17 or 18 years or whatever it's been.
Even after Friday's great segment.
Right, yeah, but I picked the Raiders. I mean, they got just annihilated by Atlanta. I don't know. I mean, I am all but dismissing the possibility Miami makes up that game on me. I just don't see it. They cannot score with Kansas City.
No.
Offensively, I just do not think that's a team that I'm going to worry about being a real threat.
But Bulldog, there is one thing they do very, very well. Defend the pass.
Well, good luck doing that against the Chiefs.
I know, right? Okay, well, yeah. Let's say they go 3-1, though. Like, they'll be favored in at least two of those games for sure, maybe three. I don't know about at the Raiders. That game got moved to prime time, by the way. Miami at the Raiders the night after Christmas. That's a Saturday night. So I don't know about that one, but not out of the realm. It's a Flutie Johnson thing in the making in Miami. I mean, it's really good. I don't know how the guys get along. Everything you hear about that has been positive.
Yeah,
but Fitzpatrick gets yesterday. They win 20-3, and now it's the Bengals, right? Like, come on.
Who plays this week?
The coach is all. Yeah. The coach is just super boring and steadfast. You know, I don't know how many different ways you guys can ask me. Let me tell you, they'll come up with some new ways. There will be lots of new ways. Well, you can keep track if you want, there, coach. But there will be lots of new ways. But it's Cincinnati. So Fitz will play and they'll win. And then it's the Chiefs. Wow. They're so interesting. All right, so let's say 10-5. How do the Bills – wait, the Bills have to not be 10-5 because then they could lose to the Dolphins at the end and lose the division. So what do you need here? Do you need 2-2 from at San Francisco, the Steelers, at Denver, at New England? 2-2 is not even bad, is it?
No, I would. I think 2-2 that with that run of games. I think that's, you know, that's all right.
Would you take it? No, you wouldn't take 2-2 though.
No, because they could go 4-0 in these games,
or even 3-1. It'd be more realistic than 1-3.
Yeah,
possible. Yep. Three road games. I mean, at San Francisco is not easy. At Denver is not as hard, but it's not. The Jets, the Jaguars, the Bengals, the NFC East. I think it's above that.
I think it's above that, but it's closer to that than it is the teams that are like 7, 8, 9 in the playoff race right now, I think.
Okay. It is.
That's how I would.
The four games are the three road games. All those teams have losing records, if you want to look at it like that. 5-6. 4-7, 5-6.
Yeah.
We'll see. Like 2-2 there is okay. It's not any kind of disaster. And if the Dolphins can beat the other teams, they will beat the Bengals. They maybe should, but somewhere between can and should beat the Patriots. And then it's the Raiders after that. If that's what happens, week 17 is it. Then it's 2-10-5 teams. Like that's... If you're ahead by a game, you have the division clinched. You can't lose. Because Miami, well, is that for sure? I'm pretty sure that's right. The Bills have not lost a game in the division yet.
Right.
The Dolphins have lost two.
Yeah, I think the way the New England game might weigh heavily into that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You're
last
right.
Last time we talked about this, it was like if they were to tie you, in other words, you're at 11 and they're at 10 going into that game, and they beat you to get to 11, if you beat New England, I think you've got them on division record. Like, there's no way that they can – so the head-to-head would split. Division record is next, and I think the Bills would have them. But you got to be – New England's got to be one of your wins to have that hold, I think.
I wonder if you're 10 and they're 9, whether that's different. But, okay, I'm not sure. It's just – it's one possible outcome here. So you're shooting for the one, but it's not likely. 2 and 3 and 4 are kind of the same. They're mostly the same. If you look at 5, 6, and 7, and then Baltimore at 8, even the Raiders or the Patriots outside that group, you'd rank those next teams differently guy to guy. You know, I might do differently than you or Joe. Mm-hmm. Cleveland, Miami, Indianapolis. In those three positions. And so 2, 3, 4, since sports is not fun enough to have teams pick their opponents in that situation, you get stuck with somebody. I'm not sure how big a deal it is. Tennessee also in the conversation. Tennessee at 8 and 3 now has the lead back on Indy. And that was a nice win for them yesterday. They blew them out.
Right. And what have they got left? I mean, do I want to even get into that?
The Titans?
Tennessee's, yeah, Tennessee's week, got Cleveland, Jacksonville, right. Detroit, Green Bay, Houston.
Wow.
I mean, that is not challenging. Indianapolis has Houston, Vegas, Houston again. Oh, my God. Pittsburgh and Jacksonville. So both teams have got, let's say Green Bay, Pittsburgh are comparable games. They're both on the road. Indy's got Vegas, and Tennessee doesn't have.
Tennessee's got the division.
Yeah.
Right? That's 12-4,
yeah.
Isn't it?
They're a game up, and they've got that scheduled. Did they
see, that's another team you can't catch.
Do they have them on the head-to-head thing, too?
Who?
Indy, I'm
they
thinking
split.
For the division. They split, okay.
That's another team you can't catch. With that schedule, Cleveland at home. I mean, that's their favorite, but Cleveland's 8-3. Cleveland at home, then you said Jacksonville, Detroit, Green Bay, Houston.
Right. Jacksonville and Green Bay are road. Oh, so Houston's a road game, too. So it's at Jacksonville, Detroit in there, and then at Green Bay, and then at Houston. That's Tennessee.
Houston isn't bad. They're not good. Houston point differential, minus 29. Cleveland, minus 21. Chargers, minus 23. What are the Chargers doing at 3-8? I think we know. Carolina, minus 20. That's the company you're talking, Detroit, minus 26. Wow, that's or 76. Whoops. Sorry about that. 76.
Wow.
New coach. Yeah, new coach in Detroit. Right. I mean, Tennessee is not losing. Green Bay's good. But they're
right.
not losing three of those games. They're not losing three of those games.
They barely. Good luck having them lose two. You know,
Cleveland
I know
and Green
Houston.
Bay.
Yeah, right.
All right, so Tennessee is 11-5 at worst.
Yeah.
Well, the Bills need to beat them outright for the next spot up.
Right.
And that would mean 4-1 down the stretch, which would be great. The Bills are looking at the 4. I mean, that's really the number. They're probably looking at the 4, you know, best case. What how realistic is above that? How realistic is higher than that? They've lost the head-to-head with Tennessee.
I think beating Tennessee, getting a one more win considering those schedules than Tennessee, I think is very hard. So the four, yeah, I mean, you say best case, that's not getting caught by Miami,
right?
Yeah, and you know that might be where you got to live.
So you'd take that right now then by this analysis, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah, win the division, and like if I can't catch Tennessee, then
that's
you
it.
Know, great. If they somehow find their way to stumble along here and lose some games, then great. But yeah, the four is probably the most likely outcome here.
4 home to 5, which would now be the Browns. That'd be hilarious and great.
Yeah,
could be the Dolphins, could be the Colts, could be the Ravens. That's probably it to get to 5. The Raiders are going to have to. They have beaten Cleveland. They have to make up 2 games. There,
right.
New England. Maybe they get in, but they're not getting to 5, you know, that way.
Right.
So Bills at home against one of those teams. And then the four, if you're the four, that means you're going to the one, which has a bye if 2 and 3 win. Otherwise, there's a reseed, there's reseed potential there. But that means you'd be going to the one, which for now is the Steelers, of course, undefeated.
Right.
They have a game on Wednesday.
Because that's how it works now in the NFL.
That's how they do it.
Yep. Wednesday night football.
NFC, quickly. New Orleans 1, 9-2. Walkover yesterday. Green Bay 2, 8-3. Oh, the Bears. Again, how many years in a row? Again, the question, why are they on TV? I don't even mean like just at night.
Just period.
They shouldn't even be televised, the Bears. Green Bay 2, Seattle 3 playing tonight at Philadelphia, trying to get even with the Packers. I don't think they play the Packers. 4 is the Giants. Wow. I hate the Giants. Quarterbacks hurt. All the quarterbacks in that division are hurt or Carson Wentz. Have you noticed that, Joe? They're all hurt or they're Carson Wentz. Hurt or hurts. Maybe. After tonight.
By tonight.
Nobody
in Washington is hurt, are they?
Well, Kyle Allen.
Kyle Allen, who after Haskins was benched, but, you know,
right.
They're down to
okay.
Smith was their number 3.
Yeah, I was thinking about Haskins getting benched. I forgot about Allen.
Everyone else's chosen starter is hurt. Frame it that way.
Hurt or hurts.
Yeah.
5 Rams, 6 Buccaneers. That's fun. And then 7 Arizona. Arizona has a problem now because their quarterback is not healthy. And they are reduced when that they are not the same team.
My thought on them, though, is still who is catching them.
Minnesota is a game back. Did you see the end of – Joe was watching it here yesterday. The end of Carolina-Minnesota?
I did not. I just know it was
– Oh,
no,
so
I
stupid.
Didn't see the end.
So stupid. Yeah. You have a Carolina under bet, and you're probably fine, but they had no business losing yesterday. They kicked the field goal of death, which is when a team is up 3 late. They kick the field goal to go up 6, which they should never do. Because when you're down 6, you have to score a touchdown. When you're down 3, you might play for the field goal. So, I don't know. This is one of these things that, for some reason, NFL teams, for all their wealth, don't know yet. I don't know how that could be possible, but it's what we've got. Ron Rivera, when he was with Carolina, came in here 7 years ago, kicked the field goal of death, and that's when Stevie Johnson scored at the buzzer to beat them. Never kicked the field goal of death. They go up 6, though, and then Minnesota, of course, drives right down the field, touchdown. Joe, the extra point was blocked,
yep,
but offsides.
Right.
And then they made the extra point to go up 1, the Vikings. Carolina got to, like, they might have got to midfield. I think they did.
A little past midfield. I think the kick ended up being, like, 56.
Yeah.
Right around there.
Missed.
And it was way left. Yeah. I saw that highlight. Yeah.
They're an interesting team, though. That game in Minnesota, the game against Kansas City, they were good. 4-8.
They beat Carolina, you're saying.
Carolina. Mm-hmm. Minus 20. That's what I'm saying. The point differential is not bad at all on Carolina, but they are 4-8, and that's what matters. That's still how they do it. Eric Wood, part of Buffalo Bills Football Monday on WGR. Stay tuned for him. We'll talk more about yesterday's game, favorite things about it, and also how many times in Eric's career did he botch a snap, or did the quarterback? We'll see. Maybe he'll blame the quarterback. It's not really his style, but we'll see. Want to remind you again about the deal ending tonight at the Woodhouse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.